on the phone and in the room we have Olivier, Keith Trazik, Holly Raish, Martin Levy, Naresh Ajwani, Keith Davidson, Donna Austin, Rafiq Damak, Avri Doria, Caroline Greer, Bintra Suknanen, David Marr, Kieran Mullantaruville, Klaus Stoll, Leon Sanchez, and Martin Levy. Did I miss anyone?
David Ferris.
Okay, apologies for that. Noted.
Hello, this is Robert Kara calling in.
No.
Okay. Thanks, Ergis. So, can you please share the agenda in Adobe Connect? So, yeah, absolutely. One moment. Thanks. So, thanks to everyone to attend this today call. And so, if we will share the agenda soon. If you have any objection or comment, or if you want to add any item, please say so. Otherwise, we will go to the first item.
Olivier, yes, Marilyn. May I ask the point of order?
Marilyn, this is traffic, but yeah, yes, you can go ahead.
I'm sorry, Olivier, Rafiq?
Yes, it's Rafiq.
Marilyn, it's Olivier here. Rafiq is chairing the call today. So
oh, wonderful. Yeah. I didn't
your point of order, too.
Yes, Rafiq, thank you. May I just ask you to review the... I promise that's not me.
Hello.
Oh, goodness.
Hello. No, I think, Marlon?
Yes, Rafiq, so sorry. Could I just ask you to review the agenda? I'm only on my cell phone. Could I just ask you to review the agenda for us to kick us off before we go into all the points? Would that be okay?
Yeah, I was asking if you have any comment about the agenda.
Yes,
so.
But I can't see it.
Okay.
Is everyone able to see it on their Adobe Connect? I shared my
screen.
No,
I don't have a link. Can I please resend the link?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm not on Adobe Connect. That was why I thought you might just read it out for us, if that would be okay.
Is everyone else able to see?
Yes.
Okay, great.
So that means, although I'm not able to see, we don't need to read it out?
No,
okay,
I'm
shortly sending the agenda as text in the body of an email to the entire group.
But,
would that work
with
everyone?
Okay, maybe I can just... in the meantime, I can tell you the items. So first is to review of action items. And, so from the last calls on 20th and 11th of December, then a charter update. Can you just back to the agenda so I can read? And then third item is discussion about multi-stakeholderism and multilateralism. And the fifth one is an update on Brazil meeting organization. And hopefully we will have stories as we had from ICANN staff to give us such updates. And then a wrap-up and the action items and any other business.
Thank you, Rafiq. It's Marilyn. I'd like to make a point of order.
Yes, please go ahead.
Thank you. I'd like us to discuss the purpose of this working group and reach agreement, and maybe that can happen in the discussion on the charter. But I think it's really important to focus on what the purpose of this working group is before we undertake other activities. And so the charter may be the place to take that on.
Sorry, Marlene, can you just please repeat? I'm not sure to get your point.
Sorry, I just said I think it's really important to undertake a discussion about the purpose of this working group, what its role is within ICANN, and what its contributions can be within ICANN, and I think the charter is the place to fully discuss that. So let me give you a for instance. A for instance is this working group is focused on advising the ICANN board, the ICANN staff, and leadership on what the participants of ICANN believe are its ICANN's role in participation in the Brazil meeting, or more broadly, this working group thinks that they want to also advise on ICANN's role and activities on the ITU Plenipot. Those are two very, very different and very vastly different activities. And so the charter is probably the place to take up that discussion.
Yes, well, we understood. So, okay. I think there is some updates about the charter. I'm not sure if you could check Wiki Space about that, and in particular, what the sub-team did. So, and then we, okay. So maybe we can discuss about that. I guess also about the role of in relation to ICANN. Also, there is about the Brazil meeting, which is another item. So maybe there is some overlap. So we can cover these two items about this. So okay, okay, maybe we can extend the time for the first item. Okay. So can we start, or there is any other comments?
Rafiq, hi, this is Robert. Just two first things. There's a little bit of a discussion taking place on the Indigo space, and it would be worthwhile for you or others just to follow that as questions or comments appear. And I think the second thing, whether it's something short or not, I think just coming to a consensus on the exact scope and focus or kind of a quick charter, I think is a good idea to go forward, because then we know exactly what we need to work towards. We have another comment that's being posted is that your screen is actually really small on the Adigo, so your high-level points are fine, but the smaller fonts are actually really hard to read. But I think that whether we want to do it now, but I think just having a scope as I mentioned, just what the exact charter is, so we know whether it's the Brazil meeting, Marilyn mentioned ITU or something else, I think those are very important points to decide or have a conversation about right at the beginning.
And someone was going to post us the link to the Adobe Connect room, and nobody has yet, I don't think so. Could someone do that, please?
Yes, Kurt. Just I would like to ask people, please use the Adobe Connect and the queue on the Adobe Connect only. But yes, I'm not sure. It was hard to hear you. So what you want to?
I'll mention my comments again. I concur that it's important to define a charter, whether it's broad or not. There needs to be some quick definition about that before we start getting into the weeds. So your current view of what the charter is and would be good to hear, so we're all on the same page. Thank you.
Okay. So I guess we will discuss all this in the next item. Okay. I think we can move on. And maybe, Elvis, please go back to the agenda.
One moment, please. As I navigate,
and just try to make it much more bigger. So
I'm going to raise a point of order as well. There are a couple people on the Adigo space saying that they cannot hear audio, and they are feeling
that's the
that
Adobe Connect space, not the Adigo space.
Sorry, the Adobe Connect, and they are just commenting that. So I just want to make that known to the folks that are able to talk and listen right now.
Yeah, I had to dial in to the Adigo space.
So they just have the audio. So maybe if they try to dial in, I'm not sure what this problem.
Hold on a minute. Could we get them some instruction?
Mm-hmm.
Get them some instructions so they know what to do.
So,
well, the microphone, this is Ergis Ramos speaking. The microphones on the Adobe Connect room are on. I'm not certain what the difficulty is. And the audio phone number and that was provided to everyone was for people to call in. In addition to that, so I'm not certain what the solution is, since everything seems to be working properly. Is everyone having an issue in the room? Or is it just certain people?
The question to ask would be, could anybody hear through Adobe Connect?
Right. I called on Adigo, so that's
right.
An issue.
I tried to listen on Adobe Connect, couldn't, so I called Adigo. Getting used to it usually doesn't work these days, or often doesn't work these days. So.
Okay, myself, I am using Adigo. I don't use Adobe Connect, so I just, you know. Okay, so in the meantime, I guess maybe we can go to, you know, it's now 15 minutes we started the call. If we can go quickly to the next item, and it will be Olivier. Olivier, are you ready?
Yes, Mr. Olivier, Chairman.
Olivier, this is Teresa. I just wanted to say I joined. I'm sorry I'm late.
Thank you, Teresa. You'll have to tell Rafiq. Rafiq is running this call today.
I'm sorry, Rafiq. I'm on the call now. Sorry, I'm late.
Okay, there we go.
Okay,
it's Olivia speaking. We're now on item number two in our agenda, and that's the review of the action items from the last call that we had. In fact, the last two calls that we had. You'll be able, if you go over to the agenda on the wiki page, and in fact, for those of you who are currently on the Adobe Connect, this is the link to the wiki page that you're seeing here. That one has got the full agenda. And so the 11th of December 2013 call, we had five action items. Three of them are closed. One was for Renate to send out a doodle poll and organize one more call before the year end. Renata to add the wiki list of participants, link to the mailing list, etc. If you look at the wiki space, you'll find out that our homepage, the ICANN Community Preparation for the Multi-Stakeholder Meeting in Brazil Home, has actually got a whole lot of information on it now. And I invite you all at your own leisure after this call or later on this week to look through it and to start populating it as well. I think our home is a lot better than when it started a few weeks ago. Sally is to provide or identify someone to provide a summary and update on what is discussed in the high-level panel in London. That has been done, and we had an update which was sent to us by email. And today we also have Teresa Swinehart, who is with us and who will be able to speak to us a little bit later on about what's going on in the OneNet. As Marilyn did ask, perhaps we could also obtain some clarification as to what this working group could be doing as well. And next, you've got the action items that are open at the moment from the 11th of December 2013 call. Sally Kostetin is to find someone to curate the discussions on the list so that staff can provide the back information to this working group. I'm not sure. I don't think Sally is on the call at the moment.
Yes, Olivia, I am.
You still are, okay. Go ahead, Sally.
Yes, this is something Teresa and I have been talking about because it needs to be the same. We need to make sure that the content on the OneNet list is being curated and shared with this group. But it's a central task for OneNet, one of the outputs being to share with this group. And I think we should be in a position to give you an update on that. I would think, Teresa, what do you think? Probably towards the end of this week, maybe the early part of next week?
Yeah, I would say that's right. And in the meantime, for those of you who are on the OneNet list, Pablo Hinosa from APNIC did a very nice summary of the sort of threads of the first part of the discussion in the first few months. But we can certainly arrange that gets sent over both to this list and also put up on the wiki page as well. And then by the end of the week, we should have a plan moving forward that there's consistent curation both for providing here and other places.
It's Marilyn. I need to make a comment here, if I might.
Yes, go ahead, Marilyn, please.
Thank you. I welcome ICANN's offers to curate input from an organization that is not ICANN-driven and not about ICANN. So having the ICANN resources curate what is going on in a broader group is very, very helpful. But I wouldn't want to have this in any way assumed to be driven by ICANN. Just my OneNet that I'm participating in on behalf of business is much broader. And I just want to make that point. I think that's an important and relevant point we all want to support.
Yes, thank you very much, Marilyn. It's Olivia speaking. I think that's a very valid point indeed. I think that seeing how staff could curate some of the discussion is probably just an additional amount of input that our working group would have. Of course, we have to do our own homework, and we also have to do our own work and not rely on staff to be doing this work by themselves. And just have it as a single source of information, so that your concern is well taken. Shall we continue? Let's continue. The next one, the next open action item is the clear set of objectives, the intended deliverables for the working group. These are needed, as we've heard earlier on this call just now, and we're going to work on that today. There was some input from some people on the mailing list. If you haven't had a chance to read through them, please do so. Urgis and staff have very kindly actually carbon copied those over to one of the wiki pages as well. And I think that what we'll do is to continue putting those on the wiki so they're all on the same page. Of course, you'll all be able to read them on the mailing list. And then we will have at least one repository where we can then start work to put a set of goals together. I think that this is something which we're not going to be able to achieve just in one call, But we also have to work in between calls so that hopefully by the next call we've got a pretty clearer idea of what the objectives are. Maybe even by the end of this call we'll have a slightly clearer idea of what the objectives are. So these are the action items from the 11th of November, the 11th of December meeting. Now, the next call was the 20th of December. That's the next link on your agenda. And those have got six action items altogether, three that are closed, three that are open. The first three are to do primarily with the wiki page and the creating of all the sort of community access of the wiki page, etc. So urges Ramaj is to check whether the community can access the community wiki page without a logging name and password for read-only documents. Has anyone on the call had a problem accessing the wiki space? And unfortunately, on my Adobe Connect screen at the moment, the chat has grown larger, but the names are still behind the chat. I think you can get rid of the video, whoever is controlling this, and bring the attendees up so I could actually see if anybody put their hand up. I'll assume there's no hand up here and that we're all able to access the wiki space. So that's fine without a login. That brings more transparency to our group. Urges is to also create another wiki page for the objectives, goals, and clarity of purpose of this working group. And this is the page called Objective, Goal, and Purpose of the Working Group. That page is ready to be filled. At the moment, there's been some input from Evan Leibovich, Leon Sanchez. There's been some input from Avery Doria, from Oliver Suima, and I invite you all to read through it as well. In fact, most of this has already been also copied onto the mailing list. So if you've been diligently reading the mailing list, you've heard some of the input in there. The looking if there's anybody. No one's put their hand up. So let's move on to the last three. The last three, Renata, is to go through the previous email correspondence and page onto the wiki page all comments on objectives, goals, and clarity of purpose of this working group. Well, it sounds like I've just put the carriage before the horses. Yes, that's been done. This can be picked. And then the next one, Renata, is to set up a doodle poll to define the rotation, double rotation, or triple rotation. That hasn't happened yet because Renata has actually been away. So I think that we are still under a triple rotation rule at the moment. I hope that this is not causing any serious consequences for some of you. We can always discuss this in any other business at the end of this call if you wish to change this. And then Olivier is to ask the Global Stakeholder Engagement Department if it's possible to organize a webinar. And we will be working on this, I think, in the next week or so. So as to see if we can have a webinar with GSE. That's the action items for the time being. And so reverting back to the agenda, I guess that section in the agenda is closed. If anybody has any questions.
I do.
Put your hand up now. Yes, go ahead, Marilyn.
So thank you so much, but I need to pause for a minute. What would the webinar, I want to raise a discussion about what the webinar would be about, who would speak, what the process is, what the purpose is. I'm not disagreeing about a webinar. I'm just trying to bring us to reality. And I think we still have a few people who are concerned and not able to fully participate. So could we park to not able to participate in staff at the end of the call and address that with the help of the ICANN staff? But I do want to talk about I still am not sure that we can have a webinar until we agree on what the scope and the purpose of this group is. What will you talk about on the webinar? An argument between various parties, a discussion among various parties about we want ICANN to do development, we don't want them to do development. We've got to get back to the mission here.
Yeah, thank you very much, Marilyn. I don't think that the webinar would be something that would be part of this rotation of conference calls. I think that it could just be an ICANN-wide or group-wide webinar to bring people up to date as to where we are today. And I'm just saying this from memory, by the way, Marilyn. I'm afraid the holiday period has somehow erased some of this from my head. So if we can just go along with the webinar thing at the moment, if you do object to the webinar, then perhaps we can discuss this at the end. I see Avery having pointing her hand up.
It's Marilyn.
Marilyn.
I object to creating a distribution mechanism until we figure out what the message is. Other than that, I don't object to a webinar. But a distribution mechanism, that is what a webinar is. We don't have a message yet.
Marilyn, it's Olivia here. I think you're getting this wrong. It's not this group that is going to give a webinar to everyone else. I think it's GSC, Global Stakeholder Engagement, is going to do a webinar for us and to bring us up to date with where we are today. So that we don't take our valuable exchange time and discussion time weekly having staff talk to us. I think that was what the suggestion was. But I see Avery has put her hand up. Maybe she has a better memory than I do.
This is Avery. Thank you for calling on me. I'm kind of curious about this, the meandering of this meeting at the moment and all the points of order and all the objections. To moving forward on things. I thought that we did have, Bart was nice enough to put a charter in front of us. That charter actually includes the issue of what we're doing here, although what we're doing here was also established by those who called for a group of us to be available to give ICANN staff advice on the various things of IG. That's why we're doing this. So maybe there are purposes beyond that that we'll find when we scratch our heads real hard. But anyhow, this was all discussed, I think, within the context of that charter. And hopefully instead of, whatever we're doing with the meeting so far, we can actually get down. And so hopefully we can decide on a charter and know who we are and quit arguing about that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I'll ask for Urgis again, please, to get rid of the video and bring up the list of attendees so I can actually see who has put their hand up. But in the meantime, I believe that we've moved out of a review of action items, number two, and we're over in the charter updates. And so with this...
Yes, Olivier, I think maybe you can ask... members of the sub-team who are here to give us an update.
That was the idea, but I did ask for something else to happen before, and that's still not happening. Urgis, I'm really sorry.
I stopped.
Or just make me a host, and then I'll zap it.
Hello? Are you able to see now? I stopped sharing my screen.
No.
Yes, sir. I'm not speaking about sharing the screen. I'm speaking about making me a host, please. It's Olivia speaking. And in the meantime, let's ask for a charter update. And the charter drafting team, still Olivia speaking, the charter drafting team has had a bit of time to look at it. And Bart Boswinkel has proposed a first sort of basic draft based on some of the past work that has been done in drafting cross-community working group charters. I wonder if Bart is on the call to be able to take us through this. And if Bart is not, then maybe we can have another member of the charting team, maybe Evan Leibovich, take us briefly through some of this.
Hi, Olivia. It's Evan. Unfortunately, there hasn't been any activity from within the mailing list on that part of it since. There's been a couple of small emails back and forth, but not a whole lot of what I call discussion. I think what we have in front of us is basically what we had before the holidays.
No.
Okay, I see Aubrey Doria having put her hand up.
Yeah.
Aubrey,
yeah.
You have the floor.
Yeah, I don't know about discussions on a list. I do know that Bart put together, and in fact sent it to this list, a fairly good first attempt at a draft, where he also went through kind of a set of issues that we need to have resolutions for in that. And in fact, you know, starts off with issue one, who establishes a cross-community working group, you know, issue two, link with participating. And this was all sent to the list, and I don't know if it got stuck in the wiki yet, but it was sent to this list earlier today. I'm sure a few people had the time to read it yet. You know, for example, on the one on link with participating SOs and AACs, he offers two alternatives that come out of things that we've been talking about, offers an alternative for closure that I had some issues with, but that's beside the point, and then gives the straw man, you know, charter that we could go through. So, I mean, there is now a draft charter for people to start throwing stones at. Bart was nice enough to put it together, and in terms of the mechanics of a cross-community working group, not the substantive purpose, mission, et cetera, milestones, but in terms of the mechanics, he basically borrowed from several of the successful cross-community working groups that have been like JIG and some of the others to indicate processes as a starting place. So at the moment, we do have a real charter-type charter draft there for us to work further on. As I say, I don't know. Bart isn't working today. It's a holiday for many, just like Patrick said, it's a holiday in Sweden. So, and it's like the last holiday of the holiday season. But we do have something. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Avery.
Well, thank you for the quick update on this.
So the charter has some elements, and in fact, what Patrick did say in his email was that he wasn't so happy with the charter or the proposal for the charter as it was for the time being, due to the fact that, in his view, it wasn't focused enough as to what the goals of this working group are, and that certainly is an important, a very important point. Which I hear being echoed by others as well. And perhaps since we can move things a little bit, we could, and this is just a proposal since this is my part of the call, the multi-stakeholderism and multilateralism discussion, we could probably crunch and extend our discussion on the charter update and then finish off with Teresa Swinehart, who will be able to speak to us about the update on the Brazil meeting organization committees. Avery, you've raised your hand again.
Yes, I did. Because if we're going to start about talking about the charter, and I agree with that, I actually wanted to offer a counter opinion to Patrick's and to those others that say we have to have a very specific agenda and milestones and such. I think that the group was originally brought into existence because we were asked to put together a group that could give advice on the things, internet governance, that ICANN as an organization was dealing with, so that there was a address for them to come to with questions. And so I think for us to define a more general purpose than to give advice to, you know, ICANN on how to deal with the various internet governance issues of 2014, is something we can't go deeper than, because then we're actually getting into discussing the specifics of it. So that would be my recommendation in terms of not trying to get ourselves too specific, not trying to decide this issue is good, now this issue is bad. Another thing that I want to bring out, and then I'll put my hand down and keep quiet for a while, is that I don't think we should be so ITU-oriented. One of the things in the charter says, we close at the end of Plenipot 14. I think we should review our existence at the end of 2014, but I don't think this group is an ITU-based issue. It's there's a whole lot going on in internet governance. ICANN is in the middle of it. We are ICANN. We need to be organized to give advice to the operational arm of ICANN so that they can do the right thing. Thank you.
Naresh, can I have a comment. Naresh.
Naresh, please, go ahead.
Right. Before we get into this discussion of the charter, can we explain what was the process of, you know, drawing the current charter?
Yes, sure. It's Olivia speaking. Back to you, Avery.
Yeah,
go ahead.
The process was very was very easy to describe. At the last meeting, volunteers were asked to work on it, but then someone volunteered, Bart, a staff member who is quite skilled in putting together cross-community charters, to please put together a first draft for us to beat up on. He graciously did that. He got it done in time for today's meeting, even though it was a vacation day for him. Thank you.
I clarify, the committee was asked to be set up, and there were volunteers, including me.
We did nothing. We did nothing. So there was a list made with people on it. We did absolutely nothing, and at the last minute, Bart came through for us.
Thank you very much, Avery, for this candid affirmation of we did nothing type thing. Just one thing. I mean, this is just a first draft. So obviously, by it being a first draft, there is going to be definitely some changes to be done with it. And that's why I think that we've got this on the page at the moment, and it's for us to discuss as a larger group. That said, what I'm hoping would happen is that we discuss the points that are here on the page at the moment, and then come back to that working group, and that working group will then be given a week until our next call to integrate the comments which were made today about the charter and come up with a second version, an updated version of this charter for next week. Marilyn, you have the floor.
Olivia, I think you need to take a party to mayor about the comments. And I don't think it's really fair to those
Marilyn, I'm sorry to be stopping you here. There's a horrible echo at the moment. I can't hear you. And that could be because the Adobe Connect room has also been enabled now, so it works. And then some people might have echoes. So if you're on the Adigo call, please mute your computer speakers so that we don't get feedback on the call. Marilyn, back to you, please.
Thanks, Olivia. I don't want to limit the input on straw man charter to those of us who were able to be on this call. That is point one. Point number two is I have significant concerns about straw man charter. I'll submit those in writing after I take further input from business because I am only a liaison to business, to the CCWG. There are other parties from business on this call, but I need to check in with broader groups. But my initial comment is limiting. And I will go back to business and ask this question. But I think we have to limit the role of this group and focus the role of this group in the charter about what ICANN does in a variety of settings, not what ICANN is more broadly. That's a different question. I think you need to, but I'll go back to business and ask these questions, and I can't do that today. I need more time along with my colleagues from the business sector.
That's absolutely fine, Marilyn. It's Olivia speaking. In fact, I think that if you can post your comments, and that's valid for not only you but for everyone else, I realized you're all discovering the charter right now. You can post your comments on the mailing list,
These will also be copied onto the wiki page where the charter is being drafted and being built up. And then at the same time, I'm sure that the members of the small sub-team that is doing the task of putting that charter together will then be reading those comments which you're sending on the mailing list and incorporating them into the charter for next week. I'm just trying to separate the tasks so as to make sure that we don't lose all of our time and just concentrate on one thing at a time. We're a fairly large group, and I think that we can divide tasks such as that so as to gain efficiency in being able to move forward. That was the only reason for having the side group, etc.
Marisha.
Yes, please. Go ahead, Marisha.
Can we have a process in terms of at least even the sub-team? Because I had sent one request to Renet that I need to be part of the sub-team, and I was told that same has been forwarded to people concerned, and there is no revert, so far. So, one can be candid to say we didn't do any work, but one can't be candid enough to say why there was not a proper process of setting up a group. I think that's something
where you. Yeah, it's Olivier speaking. Thank you. Were you were you on the call last week? Not last week, but the previous call, because at that point we asked for volunteers, and as far as I know, all of the names came over to me, and then we're added to that small group. If you want, just drop me an email, Olivier, or drop an email over to Ergis Ramage, and they'll make sure that you're in that small team and you can take part in the drafting of the charter.
Okay, I have already done that, and it is not necessary during the conference itself. One shall comment that they would like to be, and I have got an acknowledgement of the mail saying it has been forwarded to Oliver.
Did you get an acknowledgement from me?
From Renet. That has been forwarded to you.
Well, then I have to apologize. I think I might have not received, or it might have just gone through my copious quantities of holiday posts and gone over to the Bitbucket. So please send me send a note, or I'll ask staff to send a note again.
Thank you.
Let's move on. Thank you. So back to the charter. Any other comments on the charter? Or should we just move on then to the next part of this call? I realize we are already 43 minutes into this call, and we've only been through one and a half agenda items so far.
This is David Ferris. Could I just raise a quick ask a quick question, please?
Please go ahead, David.
And like Marilyn, I need to consult with a broader business constituency. But a question, in both Alternative 1 and Alternative 2 in the straw man, it says that the goal of the working group is to coordinate, facilitate, and increase participation of the ICANN community members in internet governance discussion forum processes. And when Avery was explaining this, she indicated that it was for us to provide advice to ICANN related to internet governance issues. And that's what I thought our task was, rather than facilitating participation in those other debates. It was to provide guidance and advice to ICANN as they continue as the ICANN staff continues to participate in internet governance discussions.
Thank you, David Ferris. Avery, do you have anything to respond to this? Very fair point. And unfortunately, we cannot hear you at the moment,
sorry,
Avery.
I was turning mute off. It takes time. No, I mean, I think I actually tend to agree. I think we have this, and I'm kind of hoping that we can walk through these issues one by one. I tend to agree with what was just said, that's the moving forward. I think, though, that the two are really not as different as they seem, because us giving advice is us being involved in the process. So, but you're right. I mean, it does need editing, I think, and I agree with that. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much, Avery. David Ferris, you're okay with this?
Yes, that's very helpful clarification. If that could just be posted as one of my initial comments, but again, with further consultation with our with our constituents.
Okay, that would be great. If you could post that in writing, that would create a good record of it. I don't know how quickly we can get the transcripts from this call, so it's always better to be able to post this all in writing on the mailing list. I realize time is ticking, and as I said earlier, the working group will go back to, or the sub-team will go back to work based on the comments that you're all going to be able to post on the mailing list, and I hope that there'll be plenty of them. I hope that if you are the only person from your community that is in on this call, please go back to your colleagues and ask them as well. And I realize that some people are here as individuals and some people are here as liaisons to their community. Patrick Feldstrom has mentioned earlier that the ESSAC is not able to appoint people to speak on behalf of the ESSAC. So the ESSAC is here as individuals. But if you are a liaison to your community, then please ask your community. And this is the week to do so. We need to get moving, so this needs to go quite fast. This is a high-speed putting together of the charter on the one side. Now, going back to the agenda, I realize we've got several more items that are here. I suggested earlier that we get, for the time being, we sideline the multi-stakeholderism versus multilateralism discussion. Maybe we can have this on the next call. But we have the luck of having Teresa Swinehart here to provide us with an update on the Brazil meeting organization committees. There's been an enormous amount of email on the OneNet mailing list. And frankly, and I'm just speaking for myself, but I think that I've read also the case for a few other people on the mailing list, I have had no idea about what is being discussed there. It's going in all directions, and there is such a volume of email on that list, I have trouble being able to keep up with it. And trying to find the potent, proper information about what is going on in the organization committees and how our work is fitting with this or doesn't fit with this, and what the roadmap is up to Brazil is something that I thought would be helpful for Teresa to be able to share with us. Teresa, are you here with us?
I am. Yeah. Hold on, just one second.
Okay. Welcome, Teresa. And I realize you've just stepped off a plane, so thank you for joining us.
Not a problem at all. And thanks so much for having me. I just want to check, is Sally, you're also on the call?
Yes, sorry, I was on mute.
Okay.
I was on mute.
Okay, not a problem, because on some of the things specifically with regards to Brazil, Sally may also be able to help. First, let me wish everybody, I know I wasn't on the call at the beginning, but I hope you all had a wonderful holiday and to a great 2014, and thank you, everybody, also for the work that this group is doing. I think it's incredibly useful to have these conversations and to continue these kinds of dialogues, both from a staff perspective with the community members, the ICANN community members, but also to have these kinds of conversations happen within the community members of ICANN itself. So I know it's a lot of work and time out of people's schedules. Olivia, I think from you and Rafik, I was to touch briefly on, I'd like to touch briefly on some of the OneNet-related areas and then into the Brazil aspects. On the OneNet itself, I think everybody's seen that over the past few months we've had some quite lively discussions, and then also, as has been pointed out, some very substantive threads of discussions that now we'd like to be looking at, and not we as ICANN, but I think we as a community overall should start looking at how we can move those maybe into some discussion forums and mechanisms of discussion forums that could occur potentially on the website itself or have thematic headlines to them. And so thoughts from this group and people with experience in this and contributing those ideas to ADL and to the OneNet list itself, how we can move to some substantive dialogues and the mechanism by which one can follow some of the threads. Any ideas around that, I would really encourage people to contribute to those dialogues. As you have seen,
Adil sent out today both two things. One, the mailing list for the steering group itself has been put into place, and then he also sent out a note updating on a call that took place last week in the preparations of the Brazil meeting. And for those of you who have ties into civil society, technical and academic community, if you could really encourage the stakeholder groups to identify their names for the committees that go for the preparations of the Brazil meeting, that would be really, really helpful to encourage those. The intent is to have a preliminary planning meeting on the 10th of January, so this coming Friday, and to invite those who have been identified as the names being put forward from the different stakeholder groups for the preparation of the Brazil meeting to have an invite in order to participate in that. And huge congratulations to the business community, which was able to get their names put forward through that process. But again, those of you who have ties into civil society, technical and the academic, please also encourage them, those groups, to put their names forward. The planning itself will begin through the committees that have been outlined, and I can let Sally touch on that further. I think one question for this group is also how to provide some of the work that this group is doing, and for that we foresee that there will be a website through which also substantive contributions and input into the substantive preparations of the Brazil meeting would be one really good avenue in order to do that. And it's going to be part of the preparation calls that will be taking place both this Friday and then onward of the committee's work. Rafik, I will leave it at that, and then I'm happy to answer any questions whatsoever. I'm just cognizant of the time and the opportunity for discussion here.
Thank you, Loretta. I have myself one question. It's more about the role of ICANN in the whole process. So there are more clarification about that. It's not just about the executive committee and so on. So can you just clarify? What's the role of ICANN and what's the role of the community in such process?
In which process? In the OneNet overall, or in the Brazil or overall internet governance?
About the Brazil meeting.
Oh, I see.
I can.
Sally, do you want
me to answer that? Yeah.
Sure.
The role of ICANN in the Brazil meeting is part of the organization along with the other members of the committee. So some ICANN people may be on the committees if they are part of the nominations that go through from the communities. That might include staff. It would certainly include community members. And they will qualify through one of the four stakeholder groups that you're aware of, academia, technical, probably not government, although potentially government, but certainly business. That's it at the moment, I would say. Let me just explain on the committees. I think you all know because it's been on the list. The two committees that will do most of the heavy lifting around the organization of the conference, one is the what they call an Executive Multi-Stakeholder Committee, which will be chaired by Virgilio Almeida. He will be probably looking for co-chairs for that committee. That I think will offer a balanced representation across the different stakeholder groups, and that will be one of the things that is discussed at the meeting on the 10th. That will contain, I think it's 8 representatives from the OneNet, as I think has been published quite widely on the list. And the second is the Logistics Committee, which will be chaired by Hartmut Glaser, who I think most of you know. And he will have Nick Tomasso from ICANN on that committee. You do already know that. Obviously, the ICANN experience in running very large meetings and the logistics and technology associated with that will be helpful to Hartmut, and he has asked for input from Nick, but there will also be others on that logistics committee. And that second committee will also run the secretariat that will run all the committee meetings. That's CGI, Hartmut's team. A key goal of the meeting on the 10th is to answer many of the questions that have been moving around on the list about invitation strategy, about input approach, and about exactly how the committees will run and how public those conversations will be. And there's a recognition from the local organisers that those questions do need answering, and that needs to be done as quickly as possible. So I hope that's a helpful update.
Thanks, Sally. I think we have people in the queue, starting with Patricio and then Olivier. Patricio?
Yeah, Patricio Oblete here. Just a question for Teresa. When you were mentioning that representatives from the business, technical, academic, and civil society stakeholder groups were being sought, I'm here as a liaison with the CCTLD community. Where's the CCTLD community supposed to fit in that taxonomy?
The CCTLD community would be part of the technical community. My understanding is that the same process is being used as is being has been used in the past for the selection for the Internet Governance Forum Multi-Stakeholder Advisory Group, and that process is one that is led by the Internet Society, and that they have done a call out for nominations for both the OneNet Steering Group or Coordination Group, whichever name you want to use for that, and for
and we've lost her.
Have you lost
Lisa?
Me? Yes?
No, I can't hear you. Can you just...
Oh, you can, or have you lost... Which part did you lose me on?
If you can repeat the last part, maybe.
The last part, okay. So George Sadowski is the chair for that nomination committee process that is being used and has been used in the past and is facilitated by ISOC. And he would be the point of contact in case you have not heard of or received any information with regards to the technical community nomination process. Is that helpful, or did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you.
Okay, sorry, my phone has been dropping off left and right, so my apologies.
Thanks, Teresa. I think now we have Olivier.
Thank you very much, Rafik. It's Olivier Capanoblon speaking, and here with a hat as chair of the AIPAC. And I'm going to ask the same question as Patricio Poblete. We've had discussions in the AIPAC as to what the process is with regards to this Brazil selection of people and the fitting of people in boxes such as civil society, private sector, et cetera, et cetera. Where does the AIPAC fit in that? And sorry, where does at large fit in this, bearing in mind these are internet users that are a mix of all of the above? That was the first question. The second question was, where are the safeguards for geographical diversity? I see that the discussions currently taking place are 99.9% led by the usual suspects based in Europe and in North America. Are there any safeguards as to being able to have a high proportion of or higher proportion of people from Latin America, from the Caribbean, from Africa, from the Middle East, and Asia? These are my two questions. Thank you.
Olivier, go ahead, Sally. Do you want to?
No, you start.
Okay. Olivier, in the broader internet governance sphere, which stakeholder group do AIPAC members not fit into, it's the wrong word, but in which stakeholder groups do AIPAC participants consider themselves to be falling into? Because that would be, the whole process is really not based on ICANN stakeholders, but it's based on the broader internet governance sphere stakeholder groups. So I guess I have to pose the question back as well. Just for clarity, is there? Is that traditionally the technical community, or is that traditionally civil society or academia, or a mix there above?
comment?
There is a bit of everything. It's Olivia speaking. There is a bit of everything, and this is the problem, fitting, you know, polarizing the at-large community onto one group would obviously then disenfranchise another part of at-large. We have some people who are in the technical community, some people who are in civil society, et cetera. So there is a mix.
Others
might know more.
Right, so then the participation would be through those respective stakeholder groups for the purposes of these discussions. I'm sorry, Aubrey, I interrupted. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. No, you didn't. I was interrupting you. Because I wasn't sure if anybody was watching the hand. Yeah, I think that that's, I think we're getting confused in terms of looking at the various layers. At large is indeed a multi-stakeholder group in and of itself. And so I think, as you say, it makes very much sense that they do participate through the various other communities that they all belong to. I mean, so, you know, and I'm a member of At Large, too, and also belong to civil society and technical community groups, et cetera. So, and there are some that also belong to business. So I think within ICANN, we certainly have a different subdivision with CCTLDs, et cetera, and At Large and ALAC. But in the Internet governance space, as it's currently, you know, constituted, we don't have that degree of subdivision because that's within ICANN itself being a multi-stakeholder organization that has self-organized itself differently. But I think we get confused sometimes when we try to cross the boundaries and we're sitting here in ICANN talking about our multi-stakeholder understanding, but how ICANN participates within the larger Internet governance environment. So, and I think it's important to not confuse those two different multi-stakeholder divisions. Thanks.
Thank you, Emily. I think we have also Holly in the queue.
Yes, thank you, Holly Reich, for the record. I'd just like to support what both Olivier and Ivory said, and that is, it's inappropriate to think that the ALAC members belong to a particular sort of UN categorization. You know, I mean, I could say I belong to the lawyer group, I belong to the academia, I belong to a user group, I belong to a consumer group. So I've got three hats to wear. And I think a lot of people within ALAC have many hats and many different qualifications to wear, so it's just, it doesn't make sense to try to break down the participants the way that you've tried. It makes much more sense to say a lot of us have a lot of hats and a lot of expertise that we bring to the table as an at-large community. And it's as Avery put it so well, it's a very good ICANN example of the multi-stakeholder group. Thank you.
Do you want me to go to the second question, Olivia?
Yes, Teresa, please.
Sorry?
Yes, please.
Sorry, Rafi. So to the other point of the geographic diversity and the safeguards around that, that's an area where it's really essential that the stakeholder groups and the processes that they're using are looking towards achieving that objective. It would seem quite inappropriate for people from outside of those stakeholder groups to determine what the process has been, but I think the responsibility does lie with the respective stakeholder groups to ensure that through their processes they have identified what they feel is the best representation, including the best geographic representation. And so I realize that does not answer the full question and actually puts the responsibility back onto the stakeholder groups. And I'm cognizant that there's been some discussions on the OneNet list with regards to, observations made by respective selection processes. But I think those things need to go back to those respective stakeholder groups for dialogue within those communities themselves and the looking at the processes they have. I would be certainly uncomfortable from an ICANN staff standpoint questioning the selection process of a different stakeholder group, irrespective of which one it was. But that's just my personal observation with regards to that. But I would really welcome some thoughts and input on that, and whether, you know, through community dialogues, you know, in this broader internet governance space, there should be, you know, mechanisms looked at.
Thanks, Teresa. Before passing the floor to Evan, I think we are now 5 minutes past the, let's say, the call, but if we can get additional 5 minutes to respond to any additional question, then we can wrap up this call. Yes, Evan?
Thanks. Hi, this is Evan Leibovich, Vice Chair of At-Large. Teresa, you're asking for input. I'm more than happy to offer some. I think it's a bit of a dereliction of duty for ICANN staff to just go back to the advisory groups and punt it and say, go back and find yourself a place in the existing silos. That is exactly what you don't want to do. That is exactly not defending the multi-stakeholder model. The advisory groups, both ALAC and ESSAC and all the advisory groups, with the exception of the GAC, as Avery has mentioned within the chat, are creations of ICANN. They're components of the multi-stakeholder model, and it is absolutely inappropriate just to go back and say, well, figure your own place. These advisory groups are a creation of ICANN. They're an integral part of the multi-stakeholder model, and it is an absolute dereliction, in my opinion, to say, okay, you've got to go back and you've got to reposition yourself in the existing silos. So if you're looking for feedback, you've got it. This is not the way to approach it. Thank you.
Could I ask a question? How we'd really welcome suggestions on how to approach it then, because as we know, these discussions and the dialogues around both the Brazil meeting and around the OneNet and other things are broader internet governance related discussions. And so I would actually very frankly welcome suggestions on how to look at the ICANN multi-stakeholder model process and the supporting organization and advisory committee structures that we have, which have the very unique, as was observed earlier, very unique multi-stakeholder components in of themselves, and how to look at the engagement of that while also being respectful of the communities in the broader internet governance space. And being respectful of the community processes within the supporting organizations and the advisory committee processes. So I'd be quite candid. I would welcome suggestions on how to look at that.
Okay. We're not going to resolve that in this call with seconds left, but I'm happy to have that conversation.
I'd be very happy to have that, because I think it's a unique situation, and I would suspect that ICANN is not the only organization that faces that. So I think it's worthy conversation.
Okay. We can take that offline afterwards.
That's great. Thanks.
Thanks, Teresa. I think we have Avery. Thank you. Yes, Avery?
Yeah. I mean, again, I'm getting into the difference between the various layers at which we work. ICANN is a technical community organization, as I understand it. We with it, so if ICANN is going to put names forward, those names that ICANN puts forward for technical committee or technical community consideration by the ISOC process should be names that are formed from our multi-stakeholder process. And had we gotten our stuff together a month ago, this committee indeed could have been useful in putting together a set of names that ICANN could have then put forward, as here are some of our technical community members that we think should be considered for these roles. Because at the second layer, you know, if you basically look at this as we are stakeholders, we are technical community stakeholder organization, a multi-stakeholder technical community organization. So, you know, that means that we give advice in that particular aggregate model. At least that would be my advice. Thanks.
Olivier, can I get in the queue?
Yeah.
We're all in the queue now.
Yes, there is. Okay.
The show, not me.
Okay, I think we have Holly in the queue, and maybe we should cut it after, so it will be the last question to Teresa. But yes, Teresa, and then Holly. Teresa?
It wasn't me, Teresa. It must have been somebody else.
Yep, Rafika with Maryland.
I didn't see you. Okay, Marlon. So after, okay. So we have Teresa. I think she wants to reply. And then Holly, and then you, and then, yeah. And then we can cut the queue. Teresa?
I think we're confusing Marilyn and Teresa.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so Holly and then Marlon.
All right, who's talking? Chair, sir?
No.
So, I'll go ahead. Tolly Ray, for the record. I'd like to just expand on what Avery said. When she said ICANN is a technical community, it's in one sense technical, but I'd like that very widely defined, because technical is very specifically technical, but it's also the surrounding issues of things like security. It's also surrounding things like communities that are interested in IP law and other forms of law and consumer protection. So technical, but please listen to that as a very, very broad term, and perhaps it's better defined as the focus on the mission of ICANN, which is and domain names and IP addresses. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Holly? Marlene?
Thank you. I'm actually going to ask us to focus ourselves back on what is ICANN about and what is ICANN not about. And I'm a little concerned that I'm hearing we want to present names, we want to present strategies, we want to present positions that are outside of scope for ICANN. I'd like ICANN to focus on itself, its role, and as someone who works both in ICANN but also outside on internet governance, I understand we may want to bridge different perspectives, but I'd like us to, in this group, which is only about ICANN, this is only about ICANN, this is a cross-community working group about ICANN, what are we doing about ICANN and its role? Making ICANN effective and accountable will prevent certain other challenges or add to them. But I don't hear us understanding that. I hear us thinking, okay, we're going to work in this working group, and we're going to do a broader set of issues. I don't agree to that until I go back to business. I need for business to come back and tell me this working group can be about everything under the sun. Don't think so. I want this group to be focused on what is ICANN's role.
Thanks, Marlene. Teresa, you want to respond to that?
Sure. I mean, I think that Marilyn raises an important point for this group's discussion, and I think that was also reflected somewhat in the dialogue around the charter as well. And so, you know, I think that's really something for this group to discuss further and to see how the group itself wants to coalesce around this. I can't really answer the question, but I think it's it's worth identifying where, you know, where to utilize the enormous expertise that this group brings together, but also liaises with more broadly, in how to leverage that for both the broader dialogues around internet governance and then more specifically in the context of ICANN.
Thank you, Teresa.
Okay, and why was that funny?
Now we're reading.
I'm not sure, but anyway, thanks for attending this call today and giving us such briefing and responding to our question. And so I think we have after 15 minutes after, you know, running in this call. I think we raised more questions than answered some today, and I think many people are leaving the call. So I would like to wrap up this call, and by if there is any other business or any action that we would like to take. And also, I really encourage everybody to continue the discussion. The several threads that we raised today in the mailing list, so that everybody can participate. I see that my colleague Olivier wants to intervene. Yes, Olivier?
Thank you very much, Rafiq. It's Olivier speaking. I was going to volunteer to do the wrap-up and the action items, since several people have asked for this to take place. May I?
Yes, go ahead. Yes.
Okay, thanks. So from my notes, there are three basic next steps to take out from this meeting. The first one is for the charter sub-team to work on the next version of the charter with the input from all of the participants, both on this call but also all the participants in the working group. And the input is to be sent to the mailing list so that it actually generates discussion as well. And so the charter sub-team will be able to pick that up from the mailing list. The second action item and next steps is for the follow-up on the conversation of the standard UN silos. It's recognized that there are some CCTLDs that are civil society and some are business-led and some are government-led. And there's some at-large that are technical and some are civil society. And the same also for the private sector with the IPC and others who don't quite fit in these silos. So perhaps a follow-up conversation on the mailing list on these would be helpful. Third next step is the question is what are we going to do about ICANN? What is ICANN's role? The concerns or the questions raised by Marilyn. Also a follow-up on the mailing list. I was just going to ask perhaps, actually it is late to ask, whether we wanted to have wiki pages made on those. We probably won't. Let's just have it on the main list for the time being, and if wiki pages need to be created, then Urgis will be able to create them and copy what's on the main list onto the wiki pages. Have I missed any action items and next steps on there? Now is your time to speak if I've forgotten anything. I don't hear anyone shout out, and I don't see any hands apart from mine up in the air. So I think that's all the next steps. There's just one more next step, and that's just for a little summary of what we've agreed on just now to be sent to the mailing list. And I guess that the what we've agreed on really are just the next steps at this point in time. Of course, staff will also be sending the chat over the chat text over to the mailing list as well so that we can all peruse it. I'm told that the recording of this meeting will be made available immediately afterwards and the transcripts will be made available within 72 hours. And so when these will be available, could I ask staff to please notify the mailing list about this? That's all with regard to the next steps. Back to you, Rafiq.
Thank you, Olivier. So we have action for to follow up, and I would like to thank everybody for attending the call today. I'm sorry that we ran out of the time, and so thanks, and I adjourn this call for today. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you.